This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Whether your child is waiting for the bus stop or walking to school, it's critical to be cautious at all times. Parents, remind your kids to be a safe pedestrian. Use the sidewalk whenever possible. Whenever they're available, use crosswalks to cross the street or find a well-lit area where you have the best view of traffic. Look left, right, left for cars or bikes before crossing. Make sure you never play, push, or shove others when you walk around traffic. Watch the road, not your phones. And don't use headphones or other devices that prevent you from hearing what's happening around you. Remember, it's up to you to make sure that your children stay safe. However, if you're a driver, be sure to watch for children yourself. It's important to pay attention to avoid any accidents. January 10th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., there's a rabies clinic held at the Ogama Fire Hall. Canine rabies vaccinations are $20, distemper is $20, Lyme's disease is $42, and lepto is $20. There's also tick and heartworm testing available for $50, and feline FVRCP vaccinations are $20, rabies are $18, and feline leukemia virus is $30. They do ask that you bring proof of all past vaccine history. Once again, this is taking place January 10th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. over at the Ogama Fire Hall. Please stop by and get your animals vaccinated. We've got lots of data center news from all over Wisconsin. Savannah Tomielsen breaks it down.
In DeForest, residents had circulated a petition asking the village board to add a new ordinance requiring that any big annexation of land would have to go on the ballot as a referendum, so voters would have the final say. At a meeting Tuesday night, the DeForest Village Board said no to that idea. QTS wants DeForest to annex 1,600 acres of property to build a data center there. And in Menominee, the city council has instituted new rules for approving these huge projects. The city now has tighter rules for how data centers should be zoned. They can't be considered warehousing anymore, and now there's a whole separate zoning category just for data centers. Council members tell Civic Media this change allows them to respond to community concerns in the future, like noise, light, and water use. The city of Menominee has faced pushback over a $1.6 billion proposal from Balloonist LLC. Meanwhile, at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers have introduced a plan that would further regulate data centers. The proposal from Republicans Romaine Quinn and Shannon Zimmerman would ban data center electricity costs from being passed on to Wisconsinites. It would also require data centers use closed-loop cooling systems, which dramatically decrease their water use. Democrat Jody Habish-Sinikin has introduced her own bill that would regulate data centers. In a statement to Civic Media, she says she's encouraged to see more lawmakers joining the conversation, but neither of those bills has had a hearing yet. And then on top of that, a candidate for governor wants to pause all data center construction across Wisconsin. Madison Representative Francesca Hong has proposed a statewide moratorium on the projects until lawmakers have a chance to write new rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
With these winter roads, it's important to stay prepared for winter driving. You should carry an emergency car kit, which can include an ice scraper, sand, road flares, jumper cables, a snow shovel, water, a first aid kit, and a cell phone and charger. You may also want to include a broom, flashlight, windshield wiper fluid, a tire inflator, basic tools, blankets, and canned food. Remember to keep your kit stocked just in case an accident happens. You can find more tips on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Sunday, January 18th, over at the Shawamigan High School here in Park Falls, the Knights of Columbus are hosting a free throw championship for boys and girls ages 9 to 14. Doors open at 1 p.m. for registration and warm-up, with the competition beginning at 1:30. Boys and girls who are 9 to 14 years of age as of January 1st of this year are eligible, and the cost is $0. That's right, it's free. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, January 18th, over at the Shawamigan High School right here in Park Falls. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Here's Maddie Schaefer with more.
They're asking the federal agency to reconsider a federal permit for a Canadian oil company. Enbridge wants to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the band's reservation in northern Wisconsin. The Army Corps signed off on the permit in October. The Bad River Band is represented by Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental advocacy group, which filed a federal lawsuit last month. The lawsuit claims the Corps failed to follow federal environmental laws in issuing the permit. Gussie Lord is managing attorney for Earth Justice's Tribal Partnerships Program and lead attorney for the case.
The concern is about, you know, the threat to the band's watershed, to the Lake Superior watershed. The reroute would cross, I think, 185 waterways, streams, and rivers, and it would impact over 100 acres of wetlands.
Lord adds that the wetlands and waterways affected are critical to the band's hunting, fishing, and wild rice practices, and to the health of the Lake Superior watershed. The reroute comes after a separate legal battle. In 2013, several easements allowing Line 5 to cross the band's land expired. The band chose not to renew those easements, largely because of Enbridge's history of oil spills. The band itself filed a federal lawsuit against Enbridge in 2019, claiming the company was operating the pipeline without valid easements. In 2023, a federal judge ruled Enbridge was trespassing and ordered the company to shut down or remove that segment of the pipeline by June 2026. That decision is now under appeal in the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Earth Justice also represents the band in a separate lawsuit against the state filed last year, which challenges permits the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued for the reroute. The case is still pending.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Marquette over Xavier, 66-65, thanks to a slam dunk by Ben Gold. With less than a minute to play, head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
It feels good to win. Guys did a great job at the very end. Doing one of the most basic things that goes into winning basketball games, and that's, you know, back-to-back possessions of a score and a stop.
The win snapped a six-game losing streak for Marquette. NBA, the Bucks came up short in San Francisco, losing to Golden State 120-113, Steph Curry 31 points. NFL, the Packers in the playoffs against the Bears Saturday night, but they'll do it without one of their most versatile players, Bo Melton, to IR with a knee injury suffered against the Vikings. Melton has played wide receiver, defensive back, and on special teams.
He became the returner, he's the off guy, you know, he does so many things, so... he'll be missed for sure.
At special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little foggy and frosty this morning, then cloudy with off and on light rain through the day today. Our high in the mid to upper 30s. Tonight, cloudy with some rain and then some rain and snow. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s. Should be light snow amounts, but enough to make things slick. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, low to mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.